That was quite some turnaround, Daryl. Your views on today's success?
Yeah, listen, credit to the boys for the second half performance. But albeit I'm very frustrated in myself, to be honest with you as well. So I've picked a team. I like to explain my decisions. I picked a team that was a robust team to match the conditions that was coming in. I'm very disappointed to give two sloppy goals away at half time. That means you're chasing. But then, credit to the lads that came on and changed the game and turned the game around in the second half. And it's, you know, what I demand from my teams is that character, that never say die attitude. And they're showing it in abundance there. And frustrating thing for me is I thought we'd give them a heads up on the two goals we've worked on. Defending crosses in the box. We know Northampton are big, strong, good at what they do, get good deliveries in. And to be fair, they could have got the third. So I'm not jumping through hoops, that's for sure. And certainly frustrated because you pick the wrong team manager. That's what happens, isn't it? You know, you're 2-0 down. It's easy for people, and people will say that, and I get that. It's easy for people to say that and understand that, because when you're 2-0 down, there's no hiding places. You picked a robust team, but that's why I picked it. Mm-hmm. Some people have their own opinion on that, but credit to the boys that came on and the lads that stayed on the pitch to turn it round.
We talk about a game of two halves. I mean, what changed? Is it having the wind behind you? Is it the formation change? Because you got that goal back from Gordon before the two substitutions.
Yeah, I mean, I was on an hour in, very, very close to making three at half-time, to be honest, but I wanted to give the boys a reaction. I thought we started the second half well, but I was always going to have a change and get a few more match winners on. And credit to the boys that came on. Really pleased for Holden to get the winner. He deserved that. Wes looked bright, and you become... You know you're coming up against a Northampton team that are very good at what they do. Similar to Newport in a way, very physically strong, free long throws going in your box. So then you're trying to combat that with picking a robust team to make sure that you're not getting aren't done on set pieces, and then, like I say, all of a sudden you're a couple of goals down, you're getting booed off at half time, rightly so, and things have to change, and they did.
I want to talk about one of your strikers. Josh got man of the match, but I think Elijah's 90 minutes was his best today, wasn't it, in a Walsall shirt?
Yeah, and like I just said it to him there, show me you're not a con man. Show me you can produce that on regular things. And he's a lovely lad, Eli. He's got all the tools, but I don't want to keep saying that. You know, I want to say that on a consistent basis, but there's only one man of the match out there for me, and that was Eli today. Yeah. I think he did very, very well. Josh got the goal that goes back in it. But I thought Eli deserved the goal today.
Yeah, it was a really lovely goal to win it. You talked about Rory there. A couple of players coming off the bench and scoring their first goals for Walsall today. Danny's free kick going straight in as well, among the goals your midfielder.
Yeah. I think I know my squad and I know where we're at with my squad. You know what the strengths and the weaknesses bring, and different games. You know, we'd have got beat with that team at Newport, that's for sure. Mm. And sometimes you get them right, sometimes you get them wrong on your selections, but it's also... You've got to be brave then as a manager to change the things when you feel fit and necessary. And if you're going to be successful in leagues and the promotions I've had through the course of it is being able to change things when they aren't working.
You talked a lot about mentality post-match with me after games. 2-0 down to Chelsea under 21s, winning that 3-2. Crawley, you were trailing in that home game and winning it 2-1. Have you seen a real change in your squad's mental toughness to be able to come from behind?
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously Carlisle, I give him a lot of stick, didn't I? Which is a game that we should have won and we got beat 2-1. And then the response has been pretty good for that. We don't want to show a weakness side to us. You have, if you're going to be successful, have to come back in games through the course of the season, whether that's to win a game like today or to draw a game. And like I said to the boys at half time, I demand character. That's a bare minimum for me, the character, and pump your chest out, stand up, be counted. And they did that, and the lads that did that did well.
I suspect this won't be the last time I ask you this, but you've done the double now over a side who are Saturday sixth in the table, and you've matched them, you've beaten them, and it is just frustrating.
Yeah, but let's not beat around the bush. The reason we're not in the top seven, and I'm frustrated, and I know it has been a new build, a rebuild, and I don't know if anybody who thought that we're going to actually be in the top seven just because we're called Walsall and we used to be out of the pyramid. There's a lot of work to be done here. There's still a lot of work to be done. And I think the reason why we're not higher up is our own form. Yeah. It's as simple as that. It's black and white, isn't it? You know, we're sixth in the table, away form. That's where we are. If we'd have put another 7 or 8 points on our own form, even that would have been right in the mix. But we can only do what we're going to try and do now, and that's build on this with another home game next Saturday.
Thanks, Darryl. Just a bit on Adebayo again. He's had a bit of stick this season, but it's probably a brave decision on your part to put him in, and it's paid off, has it?
God, I'm not sure about that. But no, listen, he had a great game, didn't he? Yeah. He done really well, Eli. and I thought it'd be an ideal day with the conditions, if I'm honest with you. So that may be one of many one decisions that I got wrong today. But he was a good decision for me. Lavery's worked very, very hard last two games. I just thought he needed a little bit of a breather, freshen him up a little bit, and I thought Eli played the conditions great.
And it's not often you're going to have a game where Lavery's not going to be playing, but you're not going to be missing him, and that's testament again to the work.
But we need more, don't we? Do you know what I mean? Gaffney, to be fair to Gaffney, who came on alone, he struggled at the start, but he's been carrying an injury for a period of time now. So we're hoping when he comes back in fresh, he gives us another option as well, because you need four good strikers at this level, and obviously he hasn't started his Warsaw career great, but we're hoping he adds a bit of ingredients towards the end of the season, get one or two back. Sinclair needs more minutes, more fitness work. Danny's probably one of the most frustrating players because his ability is fantastic, but keeping him fit and working on his fitness levels are very difficult to do at times. Danny'd be the first one to tell you that, but he's a class above when he plays like he did.
And with Rory Holden, you want to add more midfield. It's nice for him personally to get that goal.
Yeah, he's had a nice ripple from the lads in the change rooms because he works so hard for the team. And long time coming, and he's got to add more goals to his game. But a real good lad, real good work ethic about him, and technically a very good player.
That's everything for me.
You mentioned a bit frustrated that it's only the home form that's keeping you at that top seven. There's still 12 games left.
Hey, you never know. The Clark's team train sometimes goes, but I just think we've got a lot of areas to improve on, and I don't kid myself, but we're trying to win every game. I picked a robust team, not to not win the game. I picked a robust team to make sure that we didn't chuck it away, as it happens today, 2-0 down at half time. So I grabbed my coat.